Jack and Derek were saying yesterday that a lot of little details have kind of added up to some problems that come from different points. Has that been a kind of a frustrating thing that you can't circle a problem like with a red pen and point to it? It's been a lot of different things.
You know, I think we can circle them, you know, but it's just a matter of, you know, being able to eliminate those things and not have something pop up in another area. So, you know, they're both exactly right. There have been little things that have, you know, turned into big things, you know, as time's gone on. And we just need to keep striving for consistency and each man looking in the mirror, looking for a way to get better.
Given some of those and some of those close games, how close do you feel or far away do you feel the offense was to being what you wanted it to be this year?
Honestly, close. You know, I remember speaking to you guys a few weeks back and saying we're right there, you know, and I believe that. I believe we've got the right kind of guys around here. I believe we've got the right group of coaches. I believe we've got the right personnel, and we just need to quarter turn a couple things and get this thing back on track.
Derek's back injury have any lingering effects on the way he played?
You know, honestly, I've never discussed injuries with you guys up here, so I'm not going to start now. But you know, that was so long ago that you know it's in the past to me.
Is it fair though, Todd, to say that maybe your play calling ability may have been hindered or limited somewhat by his overall health or what he could or could not do after the back?
No, I won't say there's any limitations on me. I'll take full responsibility for my role in this offense and leave it at that. Well, that was short.
That's it?
Crabb hasn't had as much for the last few weeks. Crabtree hasn't had as much production. Has there been any issues with him in terms of why his production's gone down?
You know, he missed some time as the game went on last game, you know what I mean, and wasn't available there. You know, we try to give him the ball. He was targeted a couple times, you know, just weren't able to connect. But no, certainly not by design or anything. Crabb's an important part of this offense, and we intend to get him rolling.
Think of the play of the tackles, which is sharp in his first sense of action.
Yeah, I was impressed with David. You know, that's a hard assignment. Monday Night Football against that front is your first start. You know, I thought he did some really good things. You know, I was pleased with his effort. I was pleased with the fact that it wasn't too big for him. You know, even just seeing his demeanor on the sideline and the expression on his face, you know, I thought he did a lot of nice things. So impressed with what he did.
Have you given any thought to your future here past Sunday?
Honestly, no. I live in the moment, you know, and I try to be the best version of myself I can be each individual day. And my task right now is to get this offense ready to play the Chargers. And, you know, until Sunday is over, you know, I really won't even think about it.
Bringing in bigger packages and running the ball against a really good rushing defense in the Eagles. Is that something, Jack said running the ball was an emphasis, but is that something that you can carry forward, just how well you were able to do that Sunday and maybe just against the Chargers defense that has struggled against the run?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anytime you do something well, you know, you gain some confidence in it and it becomes something that you will fall back on in the future, you know, and like Coach Del Rio said, he set our intentions early in the week to be physical in that game, and we wanted to get in some big boy groupings and go after them a little bit, and I think we accomplished that. You know, we ran the ball well, moved the line of scrimmage well. You know, certainly got to tie up some ball security issues, but other than that, we accomplished what we wanted to in the run game. So we're definitely pleased with that and look forward to it in the future.
Talked earlier this season about how field position hasn't been as good this year as it maybe had been last year. You guys had some good opportunities Monday night and weren't able to capitalize. How frustrating is that as an offense?
Yeah, honestly, that's probably the thing I was most disappointed with on Monday night. You know, we got some short fields and didn't do a lot with it. Actually, didn't do anything from a point production standpoint with it. That's a point emphasis for our team. You know, we play complementary football, and Jack preaches that all the time. We didn't accomplish that Monday night, and it's one of the contributing factors to us not coming out of Philadelphia with a W. So our defense, you know, hats off to them. They played fantastic, and, you know, we just need to capitalize on our opportunities offensively.
Turnovers, five of them in the second half, they're all different. They're all tough to break down by lumping them all together. But what struck you just about that sequence of events?
Yeah, it was a little bit surprising to see him come in a bunch like that for us, you know, especially all in the second half. The last one was kind of a desperation, you know, fumble. Philadelphia plays that pretty well. They actually had done the exact same thing earlier in the season, I believe, against the Rams. You know, got a fumble off of a lateral play and took it back for a touchdown on the last play of the game. The four that we had, the two interceptions and the two fumbles prior to that, They're all avoidable for different reasons, and they all need to be cleaned up. And we continue to stress and preach ball security and work drills. And you guys are out here during individual on Fridays. We do the ball security circuit. We just have to keep turning over every stone we can and make sure we iron out any wrinkles in our ball security plan.
Is there a way, Todd, really to explain how tough it would be to go from a plus 16 turnover differential to a minus 12? Just how tough that is to overcome for an offense?
Yeah, I think that's a team thing. You know, it's tough to overcome as a team, and we have our part in that offensively. Our turnovers are up this year from last year, and that's something that we need to get straightened away and something we take very seriously. So our part in this team game is to protect the football, and we haven't done as good a job of that this year as we need to. So it will be an area of emphasis going forward.
Kind of in your first season as a coordinator, is there anything that you would have done differently? I mean, you talk about taking full responsibility for your role in the offense. Is there anything that, looking back, you would have done differently this season?
How much time do we have? I'm a person that preaches accountability, and I definitely look in the mirror first. And so I have plenty of notes on things that I want to do differently going forward. Would hope that would be a leadership quality that would translate to other people doing the same. And if we all take that approach, I think we'll like the result moving forward.
Is there anything you would have done differently specifically with this offense?
There are some specifics throughout the course of the season that, you know, maybe a little bit different play here, a little different play there, but it's way too early. And like I said, my focus is on the Chargers. You know, when we talk in the off season, I can give you more analysis of things that we want to change.
Strikes you about those two when you study them on film?
Yeah, they're both very, very talented. You know, they're both in double-digit sacks. You know, you have to account for them, and when you're using chip help or bash help at the tight end, now you're talking about doing it on both sides. They also do a great job of moving their alignments around. Sometimes in third down, known passing situations, you'll get them both on the same side of the field, you know, which can create a little bit more difficult chipping scenario. But you better make sure you know where they're at, and you better make sure that your progressions are getting the ball out in an efficient manner, or you're going to have a long afternoon. So they're as talented a duo as there is in the league, in my opinion.
Thanks.